Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové. I vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme k vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM o 5.4. hodine u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodine u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Polovka. Dneska je nedíľa 23. júla 2023. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday here on Russian FM at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, and archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Polovka, and today is Sunday, July 23rd, 2023. We're going to start off today's broadcast by going to Zakarpattia. We have an instrumental number, and then we have from the Zakarpatsky Narodny Chor, Kolo Vody.
Thank you. точно за то я сіго поглядам.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russian Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can email me, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. You can also contribute by going to our parent page, the Carpatha Russian Society, c-rs.org, hover over Donate, and click Russian Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org, Donate, Russian Heritage Radio Program. Next, we have three Russian numbers from our good friends, the Kondratchovsi.
Ой, ішла я горі груном.
Ой, ішла я горі груном. Де мій милий горець плугом? Де мій милий горець плугом?
Гей, опа!
Несла я мої стипіти. Несла я мої стипіти. Що він буде говорити? Що він буде говорити? І наївся, коло плуга положився, коло плуга положився. Повідаю, що собі поберам, що собі поберам. Хеба далі, і ще раз вибрати. Хеба далі, і ще раз вибрати. Стала бом'я, кому ручку дати, кому ручку дати. Стала бом'я, кому ручку дати, кому ручку дати.
А горі музико!
Не буду ту піду далей, та чмаречко віка далей. Ой, ганничко, преросточна, де є стага шумна, росла в заградовці, прихвітала в піявоці, росла, прихвітала, бо червена лічка мала.
Гей, хоп-хоп!
Чмаречко, біга, налей,
On today's Historic Focus, we will talk about jurist, historian, and civic and political activist of Russophile orientation in Podkarpatska Rus, Peter Sova. Peter Sova was born July 11, 1894, in the village of Hytowka. Hytowka is a village in Spish County, just east of Stara Lubovnya. The son of a teacher, Sova completed his gymnasium studies in Preshow. During World War I, he was drafted into the Austro-Hungarian army and captured on the Eastern Front. And while interned, he witnessed the Russian Revolution and Civil War. After returning home in May of 1919, Sova was appointed a department head for education in the Czechoslovak administration in Uzhhorod, and later advisor on cultural affairs to the governor of Podkarpatska Rus. It was at this time he completed his education at the Law Academy in Košice. Sova was also active in Uzhhorod's municipal affairs as a member of the city council and as vice mayor, responsible, among other matters, for the city's libraries. He was a member of the Presidium of the Duknovich Society and head of the educational fund in the Shkolnaya Pomosh philanthropic organization. Sova became increasingly interested in the autonomy question, and during Czechoslovakia's political crisis in 1938, he submitted to the government a law proposal for Subcarpathian autonomy. He was also secretary of the Russophile faction of the Central Russian National Council. After Uzhhorod was annexed to Hungary in November of 1938, Sova moved to Khust, although he was opposed to the pro-Ukrainian autonomous government of Augustin Voloshin. Together with Vasil Karaman and Pavel Fedor, he revived the Central Russian National Council and tried to convince the Czechoslovak authorities to remove the Ukrainophiles from the Subcarpathian government because of their alleged destructive and non-democratic policies. When the Hungarian army occupied the rest of Podkarpatska Rus in March of 1939, Sova returned to Uzhhorod and served the new regime as a member of the Council of the Hungarian Regents, Commissariate, and as a member of the City Council. The day after the Soviet army arrived in Uzhhorod in October 1944, Sova, a well-known Russophile, was elected head of the municipal government, later renamed the Municipal People's Committee. At the first Congress of the People's Committees of Transcarpathian Ukraine, organized in Mukachevo in November of that year, as part of the political machinations of the Soviet military, the non-party affiliated Sova was elected first vice chairman of the National Council of Transcarpathian Ukraine. With Stalin's elimination of Transcarpathian Ukraine as an administrative entity in January of 1946, there was no longer any need for non-party affiliated Russophiles like Sova, who was subsequently removed from all administrative posts. Sova managed to serve for a while as director of the newly created Transcarpathian Regional Museum in Uzhhorod, but he was soon replaced by more politically reliable cadres sent from the East. For the rest of his life, Sova was able to find a relatively neutral niche as a publicist for regional topics. Before the war, he had published one of the best histories of Uzhhorod, Proshloye Uzhhoroda. During the Soviet era, he completed a survey of regional architecture, as well as tourist guides to Subcarpathia's castles and collections of stories about hunting. Sova was the first author to write about ecological problems in Subcarpathian Rus and to call for government protection of architectural monuments, folk art, and nature. Peter Sova died June 10, 1984, in Uzhhorod.
Thank you. Сяди ти дома миной хожу. Вертайте, сяди ти дома миной хожу. Боякся по мине, зостанут вам слезы. Свою мамку, кидю ради мати. Як за свою мамку, кидю ради мати.
Uncles and aunts were members of the GCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the GCU functions.
Well, I joined the GCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging onto their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com, or call them toll-free, 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. Thank you for joining me today on Holosa Rusinio America, Voice of Rusins in America, the Carpatha Rusin Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on your Rusin radio station, Rusin FM, for another broadcast. If you'd like to listen to our archives any time of the day or night, please visit our webpage, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatha Rusin Society, c-rs.org, where you can join the society, see what events we have coming up, take part in genealogy discussions, order from our catalog, and much more. c-rs.org. Don't forget to listen to Russin FM any time of the day or night. They have wonderful Russin broadcasting. Just go to your computer and log on to russin.fm, or on your device, just go to your app store and download Russin FM. Russin FM. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajtesya krasny tyzden. Z Bohom.
Budeme i to radni, budućana mama mi, a Bože, pre Bože, s konarami, budeme i to radni, budućana. Ježana babati, a Bože pre Bože sto narami. Ne verso bi bajta žedinačku, budeš ju kolesa primišačku. Ljetam kukaj te zva, jednu ost truja, kolot kolesa ti už ne treba. Ljetam kukaj te zva, jednu ost truja, kolot kolesa ti už ne treba.
Rusinjev Amerika.